Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means, of course, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with a controversial lawsuit. This has to do with Elazar Williams, who sued Albany over the police shooting that left him paralyzed.
With that lawsuit that was filed in federal district court in Albany yesterday against the city of Albany, lawyers for Elazar Williams released a new video that they say shows that the 19-year-old man who was left paralyzed from the waist down in a police shooting back in August, their client was the victim of excessive force, they say, because the city detective shot him in the back from a distance of 20 feet away as Elazar Williams was running away from police. On Monday, the attorneys filed the suit and used the video to support their contention that contradicts the account that Albany County prosecutors say that Detective James Olson gave them. Olson, who fired the shot that struck Williams back in August, told investigators that Williams was armed with a large hunting knife and charged at him in the courtyard outside a former school in Albany. Police also suspected Williams was carrying a gun at the time of the shooting. The new video shows that Williams was apparently running from Olson, falling down, getting up, and continuing to run away from the police officer when the shots were fired. The video does not appear to show the teen moving towards the detective. And the lawsuit comes as there's a lot of controversy over the case because just last week a grand jury said that Olson and other police did nothing wrong in this case. Meanwhile, the charges against Williams are misdemeanor weapons possession and menacing a police officer do stand.
Let's talk about David R. Smith, the former SUNY Upstate Medical Center director.
Yes, that's an interesting case. Smith, who headed the State University of New York's Upstate Medical Center in Syracuse, has pled guilty in Syracuse City Court to basically manipulating things to give himself a raise that was not approved and to also jack up his expenses. The Board of Trustees and the Chancellor of the State University had set Smith's compensation at more than $360,000 a year. But back in 2007, Smith directed a subordinate to approve an unauthorized raise of about $28,000. And then, in his guilty plea, he also admitted to submitting expenses for reimbursements that he was not entitled to in order to jack up his monthly housing allowance. And he also set up, illegally, a deferred compensation plan for himself. He's going to pay a $250,000 fine and be on probation, but it was a black eye for Upstate. And now he is admitting to it.
Well, as the fortunes of Wall Street go, so does the state budget, and we've certainly seen a dip recently.
That's correct. 3 months ago, Wall Street profits were surging, and some state officials believe they'd likely beat 2017. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli had predicted that it would be another good year, absent a setback later in 2018. And now it looks like that setback has arrived. The Dow had reached its peaks back in October, but this is going to potentially mean billions of dollars in revenue for New York State. 2 years ago, collections related to Wall Street brought $13.5 billion, or 18% of state tax collections. That went up another 7% to over $14 billion in the most recent fiscal year, but now it looks like it could be down 2 to 3%, depending on how it closes in the next week, and that could mean billions of dollars in lost revenue for New York State.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, he joins us on Tuesdays for more. Head to timesunion.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.